The sun's above the canvas, still moist from evening dew. Beneath the top, the young warb stirs, only partly frozen through. The warb is just the sideshow hand, driving trucks and rigging tents, and is usually paid the least amount to lower the expense. Crawling from his canvas cave, fully clothed in crisp cold air, he notes the horses of the carousel standing wooden with no care. Icy water to splash his face, no showers to be found, a few tin sheds in a paddock of another bush show ground. A cup of tea, a bit of toast, with the boss beside his van. He and his missus, both good folk, battling as well as they can. The young warb gets up to his feet, stiff-limbed just like a corpse. If this must be his working life, his body will be warped. Couple of grey-haired ladies striding slowly as they went, with trays of scones and lamingtons, to the country women's tent. Dodgem cars all parked in rows, steel floor of grease and dirt, grudgingly swept by another warp in shorts and tattered shirt. Around the fire tent boxes stand, bruised in enamel mugs. Despite the turned up collars, you can see their cauliflower lugs. Cellophane bags of fairy floss, the Cupid dolls get dusted. Frankfurt speared on wooden sticks, Dagwood dogs with sauce and mustard. Seventy-eights in a stack, for that is how the ride is timed, a short song for the Zach. Soon the early crowds approach through rusty steel turnstiles, keen to see Belinda Lee with her wriggling reptiles. Kids astride their snorting steeds, giggling so absorbed. Glad to hear their happy sounds, it's good to be a warp.